Hey, this is Winfrey, and thank you all who are coming on at 6:04. We're a little late because it's Memorial Day, and it's that day that people, what do they do on Memorial Day? People get on Memorial
Day. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
You see? I said, did they get drunk and we suddenly get a buzz on the line?
All callers are muted.
What do you
think? All callers are unmuted.
Do you guys hear that buzz? A companion buzz. Okay, this is Winfrey and we're having our conference call, BBS Radio simulcast. We've been doing every Monday for quite a few months now. If you're, oh, now I'm going to mute everybody. Just a moment.
Callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
If you have been listening to our call for quite some time, you'll realize that there's no way to predict what's going to happen on Monday night. And of course, this is another Monday night, and even I don't know what's going to happen. That's what makes it exciting, although we have some very exciting people on the line with us that, and we also have a beautiful lady who happens to talk to people in other realms that sometimes will share her communications, and we get those realms speaking to us. And so, if you're listening on BBS, anywhere in the world, you have a treat. And I wish that I had a phone number to call so you can ask questions. The only problem is the people on this line don't have any questions anymore. And so, it's not about questions, because questions imply that there's something you need to know. And the purpose of this call is there's nothing to know. So on that note, let's see here.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Okay, we unmuted everybody. And are you guys there?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Let's see who's on the line. We have Terry on the line.
Hi, this is David.
And David. Hey, David. Are you having a
How are you doing? I just listened to yesterday's recording. That was amazing.
What was your, the Sunday Great Healing, you mean?
Yeah, that was amazing. I just listened to the recording about an hour ago.
Oh, yeah. Send me an email. Tell me how amazing it was. I'll put it up and maybe some more people will listen. Okay. And anyone else on the line? I'm going to have Michael on as a guest on one Monday. And he's an interesting guy. And we have Terry, we have David. And are you having Memorial Day dinner tonight, David?
I just ate, thank you.
No. I wasn't going to have you say thank you to me. I was going to say invite me over. David is in Sedona. And who else is on the line? Did I hear Mary Jo? Is that Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hi, Mary Jo. And do I hear Glenda?
Donna.
Who is that?
Donna in North Carolina.
Donna. Yes. Donna. And
yes.
Who else?
Temperance.
Mm-hmm. That's Temperance, right? In Massachusetts.
Right.
So any of you are drinking tonight, I want you to know Temperance is on the line and her drink patrol. So, you know what? This is Memorial Day. Everyone's in a pretty atmosphere. We're going to turn our call into a party. Nothing heavy tonight, okay? Now, I just scared everybody. They all hung up on me.
There's a lot of echo, Wynn.
There's a lot of echo?
Huh?
I'll tell you what. Are you hearing echo right now, okay?
Not now, but we were earlier.
Okay, if you guys hear echo again, what's going to happen is I'm going to mute everybody, and then when you... Okay. Yeah. I hear funny noises. Are you there? Yeah, I keep telling you, don't the microphone. Terry, are you there?
What?
Is that you making that crackling sound?
Well, I was trying to prevent my speaker from doing echo. So I just turned it off speaker, so it might have been.
I recognize your crackling sound. So, all right. So I guess I'm going to mute everybody for a moment. And I said that we were going to have a party tonight. And therefore, everyone has to tell a joke. And we'll start with David Sedona. Are you there, David?
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Happy birthday, everybody.
You have to tell a joke.
When you're echoing again. I'm sorry.
Second.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
Okay, everyone is muted. So, David, you can unmute by doing star 6. Try it. Push star 6.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Is that a good connection?
I do. What's your question? Because I cannot hear you because you're echoing.
Well, we're having a Memorial Day party on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to invite you to tell a joke.
Well, that'd be great, except I don't know of any at the moment that I could tell. I am wearing my father's watch that he had in World War II at the moment in memory of him. But since it is Memorial Day, I thought I'd do that. But, yeah, that's all I have to say. Sorry.
Okay, well, you know what? I can't force anybody to do anything, as I've learned the hard way. So, let me see. Anyone else like to tell a joke? Now, this is a spiritual gathering. I want you guys to know, and jokes are spiritual. Anyone like to tell a joke there? All right. Did I hear somebody? Mary Jo? You guys are coming here to be entertained. Don thinks I'm probably, why is Wynn doing this? All right. Okay, we're on the air. I guess I can't get my guys on the phone to have a party atmosphere, so I'm going to have to...
All right, I just unmuted myself, and I can tell a story.
Okay, tell a story.
When Brigham Young was the head of the Mormon Church, somebody asked, they came to him needing advice. And the woman that came to him complained and didn't know what to do. She said that her neighbor had told her that she was going to go to hell. And she really didn't know how to handle it. And so Brigham Young said, just don't go. That's the end of the story.
I see. I think that's true. Now, I have a good one. You want to hear a good one?
Yeah.
There was this guy who just died, and he was going up, got on this elevator, and I think it was St. Peter that was the elevator operator, said, okay, let me show you. You got two choices of where to get out of the elevator. And he goes out to this one place and opens the door, and there's all these people having a good time, and they're slapping each other, playing music and drinking and you name it. And he shuts the door and he goes to the other place, and everyone's playing harp and it's kind of clouds and the angelic. And he says, well, where do you want to go? He says, well, I want to go to the place where everyone's having a good time. And so the elevator goes down and opens the door, and St. Peter's about to kick him into the room. And suddenly it's all these people with sledgehammers and pitchforks, and they're in chains, and it's very hot. And he says, the guy is like getting kicked in there. He says, what happened to the dancing girls and the beer? And St. Peter said, that was the marketing committee.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
I muted everybody, and we have our buzz back. Did you guys, aside from Temperance, who's not eligible to answer this question, did you guys enjoy the grid healing yesterday?
Are you asking?
I'm
everyone
asking anyone who wants to answer.
I was there, and I enjoyed it immensely. Not just enjoyed, it was powerful.
Think about staying healthy forever. Imagine this. You have a suit of armor like being in a glass bubble.
We have noise in the background. Anyone else want to make a comment about the grid healing?
It's the risk of common colds, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even cancer. If this was a 100% natural product...
Callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
I give up. I hear the story on Alzheimer's. Okay, I'm going to share with the group that's on the call. We're being a little bit really corny today, so excuse us for being so corny. It's just that I've had a big weekend of doing things. I had two talks over the weekend, and we do our grid healing on Sunday mornings. And I wanted to share the principle of what we do on the grid healings, because it's a rather big principle that is applicable to your life if you'll work it. And it has to do with the idea of holograms. And we talk about holograms a lot, and for many people, they have no idea what that means. What is a hologram? They think of a laser projector, and you see that 3D picture of a man or some picture projected, and that's the common definition of a hologram. But that's not exactly the way I'm using it. Another word for hologram would be in the movie Matrix, the way they described the Matrix. And it would be as if the hologram is the aspect of the multidimensional universe that is invisible to us. Yet, we in this group in particular have learned exist, and there's many, many realms that exist even right next to us, right in our own physical space, that we can't see because they're in other dimensions. And another dimension means a place where time moves at a different level. And so all of these reality systems, which are stacked on top of each other in other dimensions, are like the precursor to the reality system we're in right now, the physical one. We can't see them. And so when we want to change something in physical reality, the easiest way is to access this, the energy part of it, and change that, and then it downloads into a change in the physical reality. In fact, when you start working in the energy systems, in the other realities, then miracles start happening. And things can change in the physical reality that could not happen by physical laws, which, if in fact Jesus walked on water, is, I suspect that's how it happened, that there were things going on in other dimensions that allowed some shift in the physical reality to cause the miracle. And so we have this multidimensional universe that creates us. We are a byproduct of a bunch of interacting equilibriums that end up in a human body that thinks, talks, drives a car, you know, makes love, gets sick, gets well, goes to work. And sometimes when we talk to the Elohim, they kind of describe that. But that's, there was one channeling where the Elohim and Ra got into a bit of an argument because the Elohim were looking at us like a bunch of holograms, and Ra was kind of saying, hey, that's a human that actually feels. And so Ra is more, seems to be more understanding, compassionate of the human condition because they have gone through this realm and they understand what it feels like to go through it, and they understand pain. And the Elohim does not understand pain, except they get an idea vicariously, but they're looking at us from far away. And so they see us as a bundle of holograms mushed up on top of each other. And I'm sure they're listening. So I'm hoping I'm not saying this in a way that anyway reflecting badly on you, because I don't mean that. I know that we are all very, very grateful to have the connection with you guys and to be able to have you work with us through our holograms. And so often people have come on our line and had miraculous transformations occur because the Elohim part of our source was able to work with someone's hologram and help shift. And each of us on this line has some place where our hologram is blocked and that we're limited. And the challenge of each of our lives if you aim for it, this is free will, so you don't have to make this your challenge. But where there's some area of a repetitive self pattern, you keep going through it. No matter what you do, you can't get out of it. So that's got to be something that's in your hologram that's stuck. And this works on us individually, and it works for the country and the planet as a collective. That when you can move the hologram, you can change the energy. And Michael Stevens, who was on the grid healing yesterday, is, I would say, a master at helping people become senior to their holograms, so that they can consciously reconstruct or reconfigure or rewire themselves so that patterns that have held them in check can be let go of, and a person can move to a new state of functioning, awareness, etc., etc. And each of us, and I don't, certainly don't exclude myself, have an area where our holograms are stuck. And if I would do this on the show. It's 6:39. Maybe people might want to share where their holograms are stuck. I don't know. People don't feel safe sometimes in a radio show in public to be that candid about themselves. But the way that a group works is a group energy can help unstick a stuck hologram. Because a group energy that you participate in makes your reality box bigger than the reality box of the stuck hologram. And you can only release a stuck hologram. I won't say only, but one of the easiest ways to release it is to come in a bigger reality box and kind of break it up and let the energy flow. And that's what we do in our grid healing. We come up with areas around the planet where there's stuck energy. We create a group hologram, and then we unstick the energy. And we do it if we can. If we can't always do it. But many, many times there's been rather miraculous occurrences as a result of what we did on the grid healing. So, Terry, are you on the line? Lynn, am I on the line? Terry, if you're on the line, for
okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Good.
Okay, because I just unmuted myself.
You know what? It's 6:30, and oftentimes I wait till the last minute before I have Terry even participate. Because I don't, a lot of times I'm in off of work and she's tired and she's trying to find the right parking space in McDonald's and she has to go to work the next day. So I'm kind of reluctant to tap into her energy in a public way too early in the show. But today was a holiday and she's been off today. So that we could actually have a conversation if she feels open to it. You feel open to it?
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Okay. So for those that are listening on BBS, Terry is someone that can holographically connect with these group energies. And I do believe that what we do is somewhat different than most people who would use the word channeling to describe what they do. Although we could call it channeling, it's really a blending of energies with these very high, I don't want to use the word high, expanded beings that are at the top of the holograms. In other words, if the holograms are a bunch of timelines that are going at different speeds, and those timelines are happening where you are right now, you're in the middle of all those timelines, then at the top of the timelines, or where time stops, or where time almost stops, there's an energy and there's a consciousness. And that energy is fairly agile at moving into the timelines, and it still retains its energy position, and it ends up coming down to our planet, and we appear as what they call love light energy. And it's in your space all the time, except most of the time you're not accessing it. You're accessing other things. And sometimes when you do access it, you don't even know that's what it is. I know many times in my life, I had gone to spiritual events and seen this energy. I could see it. But I didn't know it could talk to me. I didn't know it was conscious. But it is. At least that's for all my experiences all together. It is a conscious energy. It has a voice. And at any moment, it's always there. It's always there in your space, in a timeline you can't perceive. But at any moment, if you give the right anchoring, it can move into our timeline and be perceptive to you. Not necessarily channeled. I believe people who channel have very highly developed skill that they've had in other lifetimes that they wake up and start doing it this lifetime. And it's not easy. Either you have it or you don't. And if you don't, it's not necessarily a negative. It might be a positive, because having a voice coming through someone else or yourself and that's giving directions is a huge responsibility in terms of sharing with other people and making sure that you trust your source and that you're delivering something positive. But the energy is available to everyone, and that every moment, imagine you're in the middle of these holograms, these different time holograms, right in your own physical environment, and at the very top of them is the Elohim, and they can move through as light energy and connect with you when you open and you have the gateway. And so they're going to come and chat with us, and it's going to be a combination of the Elohim group and the Rahu, and you the voice that speaks to the charity, I suspect. So I'm going to call into light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted. Highest good of all consent. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiated from the Hunabku, the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group hologram, a group connection, a blending of our energies. And we invite the Elohim group and the Nana group to join with us, blend with us. And some of you will experience that right here on the call. And I turn it over to Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are honored to be with you and consider it our sacred duty to be available to each and every one of you for support. All you need to do to connect with us is to ask. We are making connection with each and every one of you within the distance of the voice, as your attention is focused upon this, you may experience a love light connection within your space. It is very high frequency, and you may sense love light within your space. As we intersect your matrix within the third density, there are mathematical terms. We revivify and refresh the attention mind within your matrix. This creates a tiny drag or slowing down within those matrix lines and increases the amount of light available to you. This is fairly noticeable as it is so light and such a high frequency. As we intersect these lines, you may experience a quickening, a refreshing of awareness, of intention, the ability to connect. You then are connected in a, there's a word, conjunction, and you may then access our power and may ask for healing and easing up of blocked energies within your system. If an energy is blocked and cannot flow, it creates a stasis point within your field, which thus affects your inflow and outflow, either on a physical level or on a spiritual level or on a relationship level. At the highest level, it creates blockages within the body system, and the majority of the human race has been blocked, and the availability of energies from the star systems have not been available. As a source of energy to the human body, much as food is a source of energy to the body, the opening of the flows within the body system can open the flows to the inflow and outflow of the connection with the star system matrix. And one can begin to receive energy and revitalization from the star systems, much as an individual cell in a body receives revitalization and metabolism and refreshment from the surrounding inflow of nutrients and blood flow. The individual within the star system can act as a cell receiving energy refreshment, revitalization, awareness, support, stability from the star system matrix in which he is a part. Some of you are aware of the horoscope and the giving of star readings to individuals. This is only a minor and a stuck effect based upon when the person was born and where they were born. it may have a great effect on one's life. However, it is minor in comparison to the effect of the ebb and flow of the tides of energy within the star system that a person may have available to themselves for revitalization and intake of energy and outflow of energy of toxins in and through the portals moving to and from the star systems of which the individual is part. So would this be unblocked? Which one may ask for the unblocking, which would not be overnight, but would be a process that the individual could move through gradually? We would be able to help to unblock the individual flow to then recategorize the individual from a more separate individual, isolated and unaware of his connections, to a more fulfilling energy exchange that is available would the person become unblocked. Those are our comments. Lynn, would you have questions?
Yes. Could you share with us the process of how the grid healing looked to you while we were doing it? And just to reiterate for the people that are listening, every Sunday we do a grid healing, and Terry channels this voice. And what happens is we look at areas on our planet that we can direct energy from. This is from a human standpoint. We are directing energy. We're creating a group energy and directing it. And we have this source, which has explained itself to be a huge group energy in other realms. In fact, a combination of two group energies. And it seems like we have huge resources in what we can draw on during that grid healing. And so yesterday it was, seemed to be very powerful. We had Michael Stevens on, and he was a co-creator, and he's a very powerful intender. So he added to my energy, and it seemed that our voltage or our energy units went up on the grid healing. And so I wanted to get a comment from our source on how it looked to them. Thank you.
We would look at your realm and see the energy flows and see a bunch of smoking mirrors wherein the energy and the attention of individuals are focused upon lower level one might say issues previously called problems that one within the earth realm generally views as the cause or the like a dead end cause of a problem. They do not see the hyperlinks through which causation is transferred, often unnoticed, either because it is desirous of being secretive and not publicized, Well, with the case of weather systems, one might focus upon the rainstorm, but not upon the total updraft, downdraft, current flows of air, weather modification problems that they have secretly been entered into, and one is aware in the realm of the final result, the thunderstorm, the clouds, the rain burst, and is not aware of the cloud seeding 13 hours before or 20 hours before. One is generally focused upon the end result of the system, which has been put into play by a cause, which at the beginning of the cause, usually an idea or a, which an idea does not generally even have to have a human mind to produce it. It may be the collection of energies swirling within a storm system, which is energizing the matrix, the group mind underlying the template over which the Earth density is overlaid, and of programming this group mind much as a computer is programmed. And the group mind then takes part in the exercise. So as we look at your Earth realm, we see lots of smoking mirrors where the energies have coalesced and are focusing there, a focus in that area, much as a building with many scientists focusing on certain ideas. But then when one traces the energy back through the group of scientists, one has energy streams moving in the other directions, right to the Hadron Collider, or Monsanto, or Livermore Laboratory, or the Project HARP. These are areas where the energies have coalesced and are manifested, but then the energies are traced back to people and their ideas behind these projects that has formulated them back, we would consider it a hyperlink in that if you take the Project HARP and look at the Project HARP, this is a physical location with physical antennas, and then you trace the energy back from HARP through HARP and see where the energy goes, it would go back to a developer, the contractor, Defense Department. There's many links where one may back through and trace the energy down. When one tries to affect the change at the manifestation of the energy, one usually fails in that they are in an area where things are coalesced and harder to change and not moving. They're moving in the projected trajectory. And if one would trace it back farther to the creation of any part of it, the creator would have an easier time changing it because he brought together the flows of energy and put them together toward the manifestation. So to trace something back to its cause, it is easier to change its cause because that is the point where the energies are still moving and have not been coalesced. So you had asked.
Excuse me. Excuse me?
Yes.
We have
yes.
Goodbye to the BBS audience, but we can continue this on the line. And if you're on BBS and you would like to listen in to the rest of this, get your pencil out and write this number down, 712-432-1600, and then the PIN is 368-522-STAR. 712-432-1600, and then 368-522-STAR. And we'll say goodbye to you all, and thank you for tuning in, and have a very good rest of the day, Memorial Day. And
please enter your subscriber PIN, followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, so we're now recording the conference, and let's bring back in the energy. And we were talking about how things are shifted when we do a grid healing, starting from the other realm into this realm, and something like if it rains to get to the place where the clouds are, and the first causes of the clouds, and if you blow them out of the way, there won't be rain. And that's my words, but I think that's kind of the idea, and I'll turn it back over to our source.
Yes. When one is dealing with clouds and storms, it is not realized in general that there are intelligences that are moving within these systems. They're not intelligences of physical embodiment. However, intelligence is throughout everywhere, and as so, the intelligences may be accessed and conversed with on a non-language level, and maybe modified, may in the conversation, may modify themselves and their formations. One does not generally think in the third density of a tornado as having an intelligence behind it. And therefore, may clumsily interface with the tornado with fear and anger, subsequently matching some of the tone of the tornado and bringing the tornado in on oneself. We see the world in terms of intelligences and energies and hyperlinks, and much as a maze or a system of barriers and flows. And when we look at the world, we have the ability to see it energetically and to see areas where individuals are open, or to see individual lights where individuals are open to connecting and are ready for farther transformation and progress and connection. We thank you for this opportunity to speak to you and with you, and are available for you. And we look forward to future interactions. And we are available. Your needs.
Thank you. I'd like to ask one question, if I might.
All right.
Could you explain the energetic structure that Michael brings to the table for the energy to be strong?
Michael is open to our and other energies. He has a very large space and has the ability to connect and he is from the God realm himself, and he has the ability to work with